I believe today is a winning day for you. Sometimes we wake up in the morning and we think, ugh, this day. And we think of our crises, our problems, the things we face. We think we're inadequate for it. But I believe Jesus wants you to be a winner in the next 24 hours. Now listen, this is Bible. You say, oh, well, you're just positive. No, I'm Bible. Do you know the scripture in 2 Corinthians 2:14? It says, thanks be to God who always leads us to triumph in Christ and through us diffuses the fragrance of his knowledge in every place. See, that's winning perfume because he leads us to triumph in Christ, not without him. When you try to do it on your own, you can crash. But if you just say, God, you help me. You give me your grace to get through this day and to win. And then see what happens is people see you win, hear you talk about what God did for you, and they say, well, if God can do that for you, he can do it for me. I want you to call in. If you feel you're facing failures today or defeats or circumstances, you'd say, ugh, they're so hard. Well, let's get prayer for them. Not counseling, but prayer. Because think of that scripture again, 2 Corinthians 2:14. Thanks be to God that you're going to win today, that you're going to triumph in your circumstances, not because of you, but because you're in Christ and God leads you to triumph. So listen to his leading, be sensitive to his leading. That is very, very important for you today. Now listen to me closely because we're teaching, Sarah and I are teaching on the wonderful names of God. And I say wonderful because they are provisions that God provides for us. So God has different names or revelation that have to do with his provision. And he shows them in a circumstance. You know, Sarah shared with us how Elohim created, made the earth. But when God called himself Jehovah, it was when he wanted to have a relationship. So he's not only the God of power and might, and he can really take care of everything, but also he wants a personal relationship with you. Why do you think God created Adam and Eve? Just to say he created something else? No. Because he made a beautiful creation, beautiful garden. Then he made them to live in his beautiful creation. And every evening he would come and talk with them and walk with them. Why? Because God wanted a relationship with his creation. He wants a relationship with you. Then we look at Jehovah, which means the ever-revealing one, and we begin to see compound names go together with his name. We see Jehovah Rapha, the Lord our healer, our health. Oh my goodness, we see Jehovah Rohi, the Lord our shepherd. So he reveals himself as the good shepherd. And all of these names have to do with Jesus. All of them do. We see him as Jehovah Jireh, the God who sees ahead and makes a provision. And Jesus is all of these. He wants personal relationship with you. He is your provider. All your needs are met in Christ Jesus. He is your healer. He took stripes that you could be healed. He is every one of these. And he reveals himself in that, in your circumstance, and in your situation. Now, this is one of my favorite ones to teach on. And you know, there are a lot of names of God, but Jehovah Nissi is so powerful because it means the Lord our banner, or the Lord our victory. And when God reveals this first, and he keeps revealing it, we see New Testament, 2 Corinthians 2:14. You say, you keep saying that. I know, because I want you to be a winner today. I want you to get hold of that scripture. I want you to call us for prayer. Please, call. Don't just sit there and say, well, I'm miserable and wretched and nothing good ever happens to me. Shut up. Pick up the phone. Call. They're going to pray with you that you become a winner in your circumstance. So let's look how the revelation came. Oh, it is a beautiful time. Because the Israelites have left Egypt and they have started into the wilderness. Now they have some miraculous things happening because they have a pillar of cloud to lead them. They have also a pillar of fire at night. So they are seeing the miraculous. They've come through the Red Sea. God opened it for them and then closed it on the Egyptians. So God is moving in their lives, providing manna for them. What are they going to eat? What are you going to feed 2 million people in the wilderness, taking them to the promised land? And God shows up and shows off with manna. Mm. And every morning he tells them how to gather it, how much to take. And it must be extremely nutritious because they're healthy for 40 years. I mean, anything that happened to them in that 40 years was when they sinned. But manna, my, it said there was not a feeble one among them. Oh, do we have a big God? Does he want to feed us and take care of us? Are you in a hard financial situation? He is Jehovah Jireh. He wants to meet you. He is your manna. That's who Jesus is. All our needs are met in Christ Jesus. And again, I encourage you to call us and let us pray with you if you're really facing hard financial needs today. But let's look what else happened to them, because this was a tough time. It wasn't just picnic. Yeah, they had a pillar of cloud to lead them by day, probably kept them cool. Pillar of fire at night on the desert, it gets cold, kept them warm. But they meet a terrible enemy, the Amalekites. And they seem to be so cruel and so harsh because they would come. This is in Exodus 17. I'm not making it up. They would come and bash on them, but they picked the old people and the weak people and children. And so they would come in there and slip in there and start killing them. Wow, they were facing a really hardcore enemy. And so what did Moses do? Well, I love this about Moses. Do you know 1/7 of the Bible is about Moses? He is mentioned over and over and over and over. So Moses listened for a revelation from God. And I know it's very important for us to listen if we're going to win. God leads us to triumph in Christ. If you're trying to do your own leading, you may not triumph. But if you can wait a moment and listen to the voice of God, he will take you through. You know, the first 15 years that I began to teach the Bible, and really, I didn't get called into the ministry until I was 42. But I remember when I went to a television station and met with the board to see if I could teach 30 minutes on Sunday morning on a big channel here. And I met with this board and they said, oh, you're not television material. You stay with radio. You would never make it in television. But inside, I knew God wanted me to go into television. And one man spoke up and said, I think she'll make it. She'll pay her bill. They said, okay, we'll try her. Now, how long ago was that? That was at least 43 years ago. I'm still in television. And those men who said I would never make it are not in television. You see, listen to him. People can try to pull you out of sync, but listen to him because he wants you to triumph. And if you're listening and getting his revelation about what you are to do, it's up to him to put you over. It's up to him that you make it. And in those years, I mean, women didn't minister. And the Lord said to me, that'll never be your problem. He said, your problem will be your faith. I'll put you over. Isn't he wonderful? Listen for a revelation. And if you're feeling, I have a hard time listening to God, get prayer. Call in and get prayer for it. So let's talk about Moses again. Moses is listening to God. What should I do? And, you know, he's had the Red Sea open. You know, he's seen the plagues come and be removed and not touch the Israelites. You know, 7 of those plagues never touched the Israelites. God just blessed them and took care of them in such a special way. But now here's a whole new thing, whole new enemy. And we kind of like to stay in ruts and think, oh, well, I got manna. You know, the rock follows me with water, blah, blah, blah. But the Amalekites, that's another story. What on earth do I do with this huge army of people who are bashing the young and the weak and the feeble? What do I do with them? So this is what God led Moses to do. And this is very key for you. He told him to go up on a mountain overlooking the plain where the Amalekites were coming and fighting the Israelites who had been slaves. They weren't trained to be army people. And he told him, Moses, keep your hands up in prayer. And so Moses finally sat down on a rock and kept his hands up. But when he'd get weary and his hands would go down, he could look down there and see the Amalekites were winning. Oh, he'd get his hands up again because it wasn't a short battle. And then they would win again. The Israelites would win. And two men were there with him, Aaron and Hur. And one stood on his left-hand side and lifted his arm, and the other stood on the right-hand side and lifted his arm. And there were people there to help him pray and to keep him alive in this situation. And folks, prayer is always key. And to have prayer friends is key. People who will tell us, don't give up. You're going to win. The Bible says it. Talk about your winning in Christ. Though that's key for us. And that's why I love our prayer line, because we can lift up your left hand, we can lift up your right hand, and we can stand with you to win in your circumstance. So call us, get prayer, and the next part of this is the most exciting part, because this is where we see the revelation of Jehovah Nissi. So stay right there. Stay right there. Because remember, you're supposed to win. It's God's will for you to win. And He tells you how to win. And so you're going to get a revelation in this second part. I really believe that. I've prayed that for this time, that you get a revelation of how to win in your situation, in your circumstance, because you have an ear to hear what the Spirit of God would say to you.
Did you know that God has 19 names? Each of His names reveals something new and exciting about God's character that can minister specifically to your needs. In her special CD set, The Names of God, Marilyn teaches each of God's individual names and what they reveal about Him. Develop a deeper intimacy with God as He reveals Himself to you through His many names. This CD set can be yours for a gift of any amount. Also, for your gift of $30, we will send you both the CD set and the Names of God book. Marilyn's practical teaching on the 19 different names of God will whet your appetite to pursue fully God's love and purpose for your life. As a special offer to you for your gift of $90 or more, we will send you both the CD set and book, as well as our Names of God Afghan, to help you develop a stronger relationship with Him. Let Marilyn show you how to see all of His wonderful gifts for you through each one of His names. Call or click today.
Sadly, half of the deaths of children under 5 years of age are due to malnutrition. In places like the Democratic Republic of Congo, severe acute malnutrition is a common killer. Years of conflict have eradicated food supplies, leaving young mothers unable to feed their babies. But you can join us and help them. Saving Moses is on the ground in the DRC. We administer specially formulated therapeutic milk to treat babies with severe acute malnutrition and those at risk of starvation. For over $1 a day, you can feed a baby or toddler suffering from malnutrition for a month. $38 will give a starving baby milk for a month. Will you save a baby today?
This is a very special name of God, Jehovah Nissi, because you say, wow, I really relate to that. I need to win. And looking at how Moses listened to God, put his hands up, I mean, they really won that battle with prayer. They had Moses praying, Aaron and Hur holding up his hands, and as long as his hands were up, there was victory. But when his hands went down, then the Amalekites began to beat them. Now you say, Jehovah Nissi, all these names of God that you're talking about, yes, and we have them all in CDs, because I don't have time, neither does Sarah, to teach all of them on television, but you can have them. And every one of them is a provision. Now, you may be saying, well, I know them all. Do you? Do you know Jehovah Gomola? You say, no, that's a gourmet food. No, no, no. That's one of the most important names. You need to know Jehovah Makah. And these are in the CDs, and you can get the book with it, The Names of God. And every one of these names will be very special to you. And in this book, I give you the background in the Bible of where the name came forth. You will just love it. And you can take the book and use it as a prayer book. So don't just call in for yourself, the book and the CDs, but call in for someone else. Order two. Pass it on. You know, books are missionaries. They work while we sleep. And then we have this beautiful Afghan. And all the names of God are on this and what they mean. Here's Jehovah Nissi, the Lord, my banner of victory. And you can just wrap yourself in the provisions of God. So pick up the phone, don't put it off, and get it today. Now, let's look at how the Israelites won. It took a while. And this is all in Exodus 17. And so here is Moses up on that hill, holding up his hands, Aaron and Hur helping to keep his hands up. And finally, the Amalekites are beaten. They are beaten. This big army that came against them, trained army, is beaten because God is for his people. And it says God always leads us to triumph in Christ, not without him, in Christ, and then diffuses the fragrance of his knowledge in every place. So what did Moses do? He got a revelation, and he held up a tall pole, and he said, the Lord is our banner. The Lord is our victory. He's the one that gave us victory, not our good fighting. He gave us victory. He is our victory. Oh, I tell you, that was so wonderful. He said, he is our Jehovah Nissi, and that's the first revelation we get. And then, of course, we get some revelation of Jehovah Nissi in the Psalms, and I'm talking about name. And then in the New Testament, we see that Jesus is our banner. And isn't it interesting that Moses got these names of God? He got more revelations of the names of God than any one person. Interesting. He got three of them. You know, he's the one who got Jehovah Rapha. Now he gets Jehovah Nissi. Is that wonderful? And so he has this revelation of what God is doing. But God said also, when he said, I'm Jehovah Nissi, he also said, I will be at war with the Amalekites from generation to generation. And that's very sad because Saul was a king called to go fight the Amalekites. And Saul didn't do what he should have done. And he missed it. He blew it. And what you don't kill that God tells you to get rid of can kill you. And do you know that Saul was killed by an Amalekite? And I want to say this to you today. You say, there's some things killing me, some addictions, tough addictions. You know, call us for prayer. We'll pray with you because you can be a Christian and be smoking. You can be a Christian taking drugs. You can be a Christian living in sexual impurity, but eventually those things will conquer you. So call us for prayer. And of course, when you call it, get the names of God. I want you to remember this and get hold of it. I don't want to just go in and out. I want you to get the names of God. I want you to get the Afghan. It's important for you. You can even hang it on a wall and people walking in your house see who the Lord is in your house. That is very key. Now, isn't it interesting that when the children of Israel got snake bite in the wilderness, God gave Moses a revelation. I love this about Moses. He walked by revelation. And he said, take a pole, tall pole, Jehovah Nissi has to do with banner or pole, and put a serpent on it. And everyone who lifts up their eyes and looks at it will be healed of snake bite. And what was that? Because Jesus refers to it. As a serpent was lifted up in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up. And so Jesus was lifted up on a cross, and he took all of your sins, all, A-L-L, took all of your trespasses, your iniquities, and he took all of your sicknesses, because these are the snake bites of Satan, sin and sickness. And it said, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men to me. And so Jesus is our Jehovah Nissi. He is our victory. And you may have loved ones that need victory in their lives, and you think, ugh, they are really bound by all kinds of trash. Call us for prayer. We don't counsel, but we love to pray. And I can't exhort you enough or push you enough to get the CDs on the names of God so you get them all. You know, you may say, I love Jehovah Nissi. You'll love the rest too, but if you don't know about them, how can you love them and how can you pray for them? How can you receive the provision of the names of God? Get the CDs, get the book. I love this book. I wrote this book a long time ago. It's one of the most popular books ever in my life. I just love it. And people get it and pray those names. And of course, who could not want the Afghan? You know, it has Jehovah Nissi on it. Maybe you need healing. It has Jehovah Rapha on it. Maybe you need wisdom. You need the Lord to direct you. It has Jehovah Rohi and explains every one of the names. As I said, Sarah and I don't have time to teach you all these names. So you must call in and get this. So Jesus is lifted up. When we lift up Christ, He draws us. When we lift up Christ in our lives and say, okay, Jesus, I want you in my heart. I want to repent of my sins. Or I have you, Jesus, but I need to be free of some certain addictions. I need to be free of a certain sickness. I need you. I need you because He is our source of victory. You can have victories that you manufacture, you do, but they don't last. And sometimes they come back and bite you. But when you let Him be your victory, it is just so wonderful. I love what Paul said, who probably went through more than any one man I've ever read about. He said he'd been stoned. He had been beaten. He had spent a night in the deep. He'd been shipwrecked. But he was victorious in all of it. He said, by the grace of God, I am what I am. And His grace was not in vain. He said, for I labored more abundantly than they all. God's grace that's provided for you will bring you through. You say, I can't do it. Wonderful. You're in the place to get His grace. And again, I want you to call. This is so important for your life at this time. I want you to get the names of God. Because as you listen, you're going to get a revelation. As you pass this on to someone else, help others. Be a pass on. And then you have the book. And you can just take this book and every day you can pray one of the names of God. As you read through it, He becomes so real. And of course, the Afghan, hang it on a wall, wrap up in it, put it on your bed. It's big, it's beautiful. Put it on the table and serve dinner on it because it will tell you, it'll tell others who God is in your life. He is your Jehovah Jireh. He is your Jehovah Rapha. He is your Jehovah Gamola. So this is a very special time for you because it's a revelation time. And I love this about the names of God. It helps you lift your hands up instead of down and whining and complaining. Where is God? It gets your hands up. And see, those hands up of Moses were the pole of victory. So hands up, not hands down. And He says He'll strengthen us in this time. He'll give us His grace. May God's grace be so real to you today, leading you to win in every circumstance of your life.
Did you know that God has 19 names? Each of His names reveals something new and exciting about God's character that can minister specifically to your needs. In her special CD set, The Names of God, Marilyn teaches each of God's individual names and what they reveal about Him. Develop a deeper intimacy with God as He reveals Himself to you through His many names. This CD set can be yours for a gift of any amount. Also, for your gift of $30, we will send you both the CD set and The Names of God book. Marilyn's practical teaching on the 19 different names of God will whet your appetite to pursue fully God's love and purpose for your life. As a special offer to you for your gift of $90 or more, we will send you both the CD set and book, as well as our Names of God Afghan, to help you develop a stronger relationship with Him. Let Marilyn show you how to see all of his wonderful gifts for you through each one of his names. Call or click today.
Do you know how loved you are? The King of the universe loves you so much, and he wants to be in relationship with you. So if you've never prayed this prayer, I would invite you to pray with me. Father, I thank you right now that you are King of my heart. You are King of my life. Please come in and be in charge of my heart, be in charge of my soul, and show me how much you love me. Father, I give my heart, my mind, my choices to you, and I submit it to you. In your name we pray, amen.
Hey, we just came out with a brand new book that you totally want to get called The Road Home.
This book is about the prodigal son, and you want to get a copy because you know prodigals in your life, maybe you're a prodigal. You want this book. You need to get in contact with your heavenly father, and this book will teach you how to do that.
Buy it today because all of us need to know our chasing father who loves us dearly.
I think we nailed that.
That was super good, Isabel. You did fantastic.
Let's just go home.
Did you ever feel like you needed a built-in repair job? You know, you say, you know, I got so many problems inside, so many problems in my head, you know, so many problems physically. Oh, if I just had something inside to help me. Well, I have such good news for you. You can have a built-in repair shop in you because Jesus Christ, when he comes into your heart, he is the hope of glory. Now, you may say, well, I know about him. I know the name. But do you have him? Because I knew about him. I went to church and I heard about Jesus. I knew stories about Jesus. But I didn't know I could invite him to come into my heart. And he would come in and never leave me. So when I was 16 years old, I heard a Baptist minister say, you can have Jesus in you. You can have Christ in you, the hope of glory. And he told us how to do it. And so we repented of our sins. We believed that Jesus died for us and shed his blood and arose from the dead. We invited him to come in and be Lord of our lives. And let me tell you, I was 16. I'm now 83 and a half. He has never left me. He is Christ in me, the hope of glory. He is in me, the built-in repair, and he will be the same for you. Put your hand on the screen if you've never prayed this prayer or you need just to recommit. Say, Father, I know you love me. You have a wonderful plan for my life. I repent of all my sins. I have faith in the blood of Jesus who died and arose from the dead for me. Jesus, come into my heart. Be Lord of my life. Thank you for saving me. Hey, call right away and tell us about Jesus.